this Flash and ActionScript 3 tutorial, we're working in Flash CS4 at this time to show you guys how to structure out a full Flash website, complete with intro, loader, preloader bar, and everything. And then on the second frame, we have an intro movie clip, and inside that intro movie clip, we have animations with different layers that we show you how to create a little intro with sound integrated into it. And then at the end of the intro, we show you how to program it to command the parent timeline, which is this main timeline, to go to and stop frame, or go to and play frame 3, upon which our main file loads in. And part 2 of this two-part series, I'm going to show you how to construct inside of this main file movie clip your menu and your pages. And the pages we're going to bring in are going to be dynamic external SWFs each page, and we're going to show you how to put different transition effects on each page just to give good example. So turn your speakers down and I'll show you what we've got so far. Press Control Enter. See? That red box would be your main site file. So it right there would be the menu, and everything would come in when that faded in. And first, before that little movie clip would play, your little preloader would load up the whole site. But anybody with dial up will have a nice indication of to let them know that your site is loading. So we're working in Flash CS4, and I'm going to save this as a Flash CS3 version type file as well, so Flash CS3 users can get to it. And in Flash CS4, in my published settings, I saved as Flash version 9. See that? Flash Player 9. I targeted Flash Player 9 for this file. That way it'll work seamlessly between CS3 and CS4. Okay, we're going to be working in CS4 in this lesson, just to show the similarities between what you can do in CS4 and CS3. And we're going to go and create Flash ActionScript 3 file. And in the publish settings, because I'm going to save this source file that you guys can download as in the zip package, there will be a CS3 version and a CS4 version. Or maybe there'll just be a CS3 version. No, there'll be both, so I can prove to you guys that it works just the same in both. But we're going to target the Flash Player 9 under the Flash tab there. And let's also go to HTML tab, and let's not display the menu. You know, the right-click menu that people normally get? We just want it to be very minimal, not have any options in it. So we'll uncheck that display menu. That's okay. If you need a tutorial on how to change the items in that right-click menu, I have that at developphp.com. Okay, now let's press OK because everything is just right. Let's change our properties to... I have to make mine a little less wide than you would make yours. More than likely, yours would be a lot wider than 700 pixels wide. But I have size restraints because I want this demo to be shown on the page of DevelopPHP where this tutorial displays. You see we have 30 frames per second frame rate. That's good. Everything is good. Okay. Now, we'll create a few layers. Well, first let's just start with the first layer. This would be the file content. That would be the main movie clip for the website. Right above that would be the main movie clip for the intro. So there'll be an intro movie clip, file content movie clip. Above the intro layer, we'll need, let's call this dark dots, dark load dots. This is going to be our loader here on the first frame, the first keyframe of this main timeline here. So now we'll say bright load dots, dark load dots, bright load dots. And above that, this is going to be the mask that grows. The mask that grows to show bright dots. Alright. So in our loader, we're just going to have a series of little dots. They're going to be dark. And as the file loads up, the dots will light up. until it reaches 100%, and we'll also have some text in there as well. So above that, let's call this layer AS3 for ActionScript 3. Now we're ready to start putting in some items, and then we'll put in some code to create the loader. This will be the initial loading bar and text that the people will see when they come to your site. So the dial-up users especially, they won't see an empty screen for any amount of time. Okay, I'm going to focus on the design of my load bar mechanism. So I'm going to start with the dark dots, the dark load dots layer, and I'm just going to draw out some little tiny dots, not very big at all. And we go to the properties of that item when it's selected. You can see that it has a fill and stroke. The fill is black and the stroke is gray. So we'll change the fill. Well, actually, first thing is let's change our stage from white to black, because I'm going to want mine to have a black background. So let's make sure that dot looks okay. The stroke we can change to, I don't know, maybe just change it manually to 1.5. There we go. Nice dark gray like that would be fine. And it has a black fill. So now, actually, let's go ahead and change that to not so dark. There we go. Now we can take that, Control C, Control Shift V, and just make a whole bunch of those. So I'm going to duplicate those, Control C, Control Shift V, and keep making more and more of them till I have a nice line. Okay, so you see all my dots here, and I made just enough to where it comes close to 300 width. Actually, I'm going to change my workspace to classic. That way we can see everything a little better when I highlight stuff. So I'm going to highlight all of this, and you'll see that it has a width of 297. And that's just about right, because I want my load bar to be, my load bar mechanism to be about 300. So let's go ahead and get that centered on stage as best we can. Okay, now let's just highlight all of them. Convert to symbol, and we'll make it movie clip. And we'll call it dark dots. Okay. Now, in the layer above it, the bright load dots, let's press Control C to highlight this one first, then highlight this layer, the bright load dots, press Control Shift V. Now you just paste it on top. So now you can go into your library. See where it says dark dots? Duplicate that. Call it bright dots. Okay, now here we're going to swap it out. So you go to swap for bright dots, and now we can go inside and change those. So we'll change all those dots to not be so dark in the middle. We'll make them a nice bright color. Looks good to me. Okay, so what'll happen is, let's make it to where we can't see the bright dots on top. See the dark dots? So our load bar is going to reveal, using a masking method, is going to reveal the bright dots as the file gets loaded in. So all we need now is a mask movie clip that grows. So let's draw that out. This is really simple. It's just rectangle primitive. And you want to make it, after you get it on stage, you can make it have no fill, make it some strange color that you don't normally use. I'm going to use that pinkish color. And then the width, make 2. 1, 2. And then the height can be something small like 10. As long as it's going to reveal the dots. So let's put it right there. And it's going to grow to be 300 pixels wide dynamically through code. And it's going to reveal all the dots in its load process. When all the dots are revealed, that's 100% loaded in, the file will show. Let's convert this rectangle, convert to symbol, movie clip, and let's name this load bar. or main load bar. Mask load bar. Okie dokie. Now let's give that an instance name. Bright dot mask. Bright dots mask. Just so it makes good sense to you. Alrighty. Now all we need is the code to bring these things together. And we'll have an official preloader for our entire site. It'll preload the intro, then it'll preload the file content, and once everything's loaded, your intro will play. And then your file content. Okay, before we pop in the preloader code, if you guys happen to want a loading text, so you hit the text tool, we'll put it right here on the edge, or maybe right underneath. Pop it right there, dynamic text. We'll give it an instance name of load%text. Now our code can communicate with this text field. Now let's make sure that we have the right properties on that text field. So let's see how it'll look if we type something in. We definitely don't want it pink. So let's make it the same color as our load bar. And let's go ahead and embed it. Let's go to character embedding. Now let's put uppercase, lowercase numerals and punctuation. Okay. And this way, this text that we have assigned, whether it be Arial or any other system font you have that you want to use in that field, it will display properly whether the user has it in their system fonts or not on their machine. So now let's go ahead and remove everything out of that. Make it center aligned. That way it loads up right in the center and we see it in the center. Let's go to alignment center. Okay, now that's all ready to go. So that will display something now in our code. Let me explain the code to you now that will manipulate what this dynamic text field has in it, and it will be an animated number that's moving along. And then let's move this over one pixel. There we go. And this mask, we have to go ahead and mask this layer now. Mask this layer with this layer. So this little pink movie clip that we made is going to serve as a mask, and it's going to grow to be 300 pixels wide according to 100% of the bytes loaded in from the file. And it's going to reveal the bright dots over the dark dots. So let's go ahead and make a mask now out of that layer. See? So that layer has effectively masked the bright dots. You can't even see the bright dots anymore unless you unlock these. But let's just go ahead and keep them locked. And also on the dark dots layer, you can put your a little tiny whatever graphics you want on the loading screen. Like I'm just going to put Flash Building. Simple text. And you can have whatever you want. Let's make it dynamic, static text. Let's make the size a little bigger. There we go. Something very simple. Change that font. Something a little cooler. Let's see. How about, that's cool. Okay, now that we have everything we want for our full site preloading mechanism and display, then we can look at the code that's going to run it all. And I took the text that I put on the ActionScript 3 layer, the dynamic text field, and I put it where it should go on the dark load dots layer, just to let you know. Okay, so let's highlight the AS3 layer, and you can use your Actions Panel menu here or press F9 to open your Actions Panel. So here's the code I'm using to load up the whole site. So what's going to happen is there's a function here and then a function here. You can see this one's called load complete and this one's called load progress. And here are the two listeners that enable those functions to fire off. There's an event listener for the progress and event listener for the complete. So here are the two mechanisms that run for those listeners. So in this function, we claim a variable of percent and that's a number variable, and we claim math.floor on the content bytes loaded times 100, and then we divide it by the my content bytes total. So that number that we derive from this equation is, we round it so it's not a decimal number, and then we make sure that we put it into the load percent text. So after we attain that number in this variable, we can then use that number here in next to our percentage symbol here. So this will roll along in an animated fashion as it loads. Now the bright dots mask movie clip that we made, the little pink movie clip, its width will grow to be times percent, will be the percent times 3, because we want it to be 300 wide upon completion, upon 100%. So it'll be 300 pixels wide when it completes its growth according to the load percentage. And it's going to reveal the bright orange dots. Now the function load complete is when it reaches 100, then the flash player knows to go to and stop play 2, because we coded that in the complete event. Okay, so we go to and stop 2. Now on frame 2, here's where we're going to build our intro. So let's make a new keyframe there by pressing F6. We have a new empty keyframe here. And since we're go-toing and stopping play frame 2, let's go ahead and make a new keyframe on the actions layer. Open the actions panel and just put a stop action. Just to make double sure it stops there. It will anyway, you don't have to put that, but I'm going to. Now we're going to build our intro. And this is going to be a movie clip. So let's just go ahead and start it off with a rectangle. There, that's your intro. Now convert that to a symbol. Let's call it my intro. Registration top left, okay. Now, double click inside of it and think of this as your main timeline. You just build your whole animation, your intro through here. When it gets to the very end of its play, we just script to go to and go to and play 3 of the parent timeline. We're going to modify the parent identifier to go to the parent timeline, which is the main scene. So after the intro plays all the animations that you have in it, it will command the time, this main timeline, to go to 3 right here. So here is where you can make a keyframe for your file content layer, right there. And that is where we're going to build the movie clip for the main site. And I'm just using the rectangles as placeholders for now. It's going to be a lot different when we go inside of those and change them up. So right here, let's make this one a different color so we don't get confused. Convert to symbol. This whole site. Press OK. There. Now we have a movie clip there. We don't have to give it an instance name, nor do we have to give an instance name to the intro movie clip. So when we go inside, I'm going to zap out these boxes and really make an animation intro. And then once the intro, like I said, once the intro finishes playing, the inside of its timeline tells the parent timeline here to go to and stop on 3, or maybe go to and play 3, whatever we choose to do. And we'll cross that bridge when we come to it, but for now let's go ahead and build this intro movie clip. Now for the sake of time, video file size, and the amount of effort I have to put into this tutorial, I'm going to make a very simple intro. It might be short, animated, and sweet, but it'll give you the fundamentals that you need to understand to make a nice, more intricate, involved intro movie clip. Okay, so here's our intro movie clip. Let's double click inside of it, and like I said, this is considered the main timeline of our intro movie clip. and it's a separate timeline from the main scene's timeline here. So you double click inside of it, and now you're in its timeline. So let's go ahead and let's just zap this out of here because we don't want that. And the first thing I'm going to do is draw a line. So I'll grab the line tool. Let's say I want a line to come animated in this way and fill the screen to about right there. And then I want another animated line that's going to come and fill this into the screen, maybe right here for my intro. I'm going to keep it very simple, like I said. Okay, so now create another layer, and on this layer, let's name this line one, and this one line two. Convert to symbol, movie clip, registration, left, top left, it's good. Call this movie clip line one, whatever you want to name it in the library, it's not important. And now this one, let's convert this to a movie clip, or movie clip. Convert to symbol, movie clip, line two, and make its registration to the right, because it's going to grow from the right to left. This one's going to grow left to right. Okay, now we can take this one off of that layer, actually line one. Control X, put it on the line one layer. Control Shift V. Alright, so at the same exact time, we want both of those to animate in. So all we have to do is make a keyframe on, maybe, let's make it do it quick, about 8. Bring both of them to make a new keyframe by pressing F6 on frame 8. So now you have two instances of keyframe where you can start an animation and complete it. So let's say this will be our complete phase. So here will be where it starts. So where it starts, we want it to be very small. So where it's complete, it's fully grown. So in this keyframe, we're going to go to the size properties of this symbol. Let's go to position and size, width. Bring the width down. See how I'm dragging? Okay. That looks good to me. Now in this one, I'm going to do the same thing. Bring the width down. So what's going to happen is, after we create motion tween here, right click in between. Actually, you can do both at the same time if you just highlight both of them like this. Right click, create motion tween. Now, once we, that's the wrong tween, wait one second. Highlight both of them, create classic tween. Now what happens is, on frame one, right when the intro starts, these lines will come out and play like that. You press enter and you can see the actual animation. That's a little too fast. Let's slow them down a little bit. By extending the keyframes out. Okay, there's line two, line one. Now press enter. So that's how fast it'll play. Okay, now let's make the next segment of this intro. Okay, before we go any further with this file, let's go ahead and save it as a new project in a new folder on our desktop, maybe. Anywhere you want. Let's make the new folder called My Full Site. My Full Dynamic Site. CS4. Double click inside of it and just name this My Site. Whatever you want to name your file, your flash file. Okay, so let's save this. Now I have a little song here, an MP3. Where is it? My Full Dynamic Site. There's our folder. I'm going to take this loop, put it in that folder, open that folder, rename this loop, this little MP3, And yours can be a full song, whatever. But just remember, it's going to take longer to load the larger the file is. So let's just name this my track. My intro track. Really doesn't matter what it's named. Now in the Flash file, you're going to make a new layer. Because we're going to want to have a little sound on this intro. So on layer 3, let's just name that sound. Double click it, rename it sound. And right here in the first frame, well, let's just import it to the library. Import to library. Now what it's going to do is open a file dialog that will let us browse our computer to find a media file or any type of file that Flash will import. Okay, so let's go to desktop. My full dynamic CS4 intro track. See? It slapped it in the library now. And now here on this keyframe, you see it right there, my intro track, that MP3, it's in the library, along with all the movie clips that we've created so far. Now, on this keyframe, we can go to sound, my intro track. And you see how it places the sound, you can even see the sound there. Let's go ahead and extend these frames out to maybe 120. Oops. Yeah, 120. You can see the sound plays all through there. Okay, now I'm going to grab these two keyframes here, highlight both of them, extend them out a little bit further. It seems like they're playing a little too fast. Maybe 25 should be good. Now I want... we can remove these keyframes. Or remove frames. There we go. Now I also want two more lines. So let's take these lines, keep them together. Name this line 3 and line 4. Like I said, I'm just making a very basic example. Yours can be as beautiful and complex as you want. So let's make a new keyframe there and right there by pressing F6. Now all we have to do is grab the line tool again and right here. Well, actually, let's bring these two in so we can really see where we need to work. So right there, when those end their little animation and they snap to the end spot there, I'm going to have two more lines start. And this line will start, line 3 will be coming off of line 1 right here. It's going to make a box right there. Now we convert that to a movie clip. Convert to symbol. Make sure the registration is top center or top left, top center, whatever you want, as long as it's top. Call this in the library line 3. Okie dokie. Now for that one, we're going to animate that over about the same amount of frames, 30. Press keyframe here. So press F6 right there. And right here, remember, we're going to make it small like we did last time. So we highlight this item and we go to the height and we make the height less. There we go. Right there. Now, what will happen when we create Classic Tween here is once we set these to be seen, go right here and press F5 to extend out those keyframes so those first lines will be seeing the whole second part of the animation. So the first lines come in, then the second lines will be drawn in. And that's how it works. So I'm going to do the same thing here for line 4. It's going to come up here and grow to there. Same process I used for line 3. Okay, so let's say that after those second lines, set of lines comes down and gets drawn in, let's say that we want lines 1 and 2. Let's give them new keyframes here. We want them to come in a little bit from the side. What we can do is make the keyframe or the registration point and manipulate the sizing of the object manually to snap right there. So let's not do that yet. Let's make it animate over maybe just 10 frames. So let's go ahead and set a classic tween again. And right here, frame 55, you drag it in like we just did, make it snap to that edge. Same thing here for this one. Keyframe 55, F6. Right click in the center, create classic tween. Nope. Sorry. Before you make that keyframe, make sure you make the registration point here for the when you resize it. Now here you make the keyframe on pressing F6 on keyframe 55 in the center, create classic tween, and then here we're going to make sure it comes in and snaps to this line. So now this is what our animation will look like, kind of in slow motion. These lines will be drawn in, then a box will be drawn by two more lines coming in, then those lines will come in, and then you'll be left with a box there. So I think that's a pretty cool, cheesy animation to show you guys how to get an intro started. Now, make another layer above the line 4. Let's call this my logo text, or welcome text. And then above that, let's make another one. This is my logo text. So on the welcome text, we want to make sure we are about right here, frame 60. And you can do all kind of cool flashy stuff within this timeline. It's only limited what you can do to your imagination. Okay, so right here, I'm just going to do something very simple, cheesy. So let's go to frame 50 on the welcome text layer. Press F6, make a new keyframe, grab the text tool, and we're going to make static text say welcome to. Make sure it's static text so it looks the way we want. Nice clean. Any font we want to use. I'm just going to use Arial. Let's make that white. Whatever color we want to make it. And whatever size you want it. Okay. And it's center aligned. That's good. So we'll have it like that. Right about there. Now, let's go ahead and make a new keyframe here on the my logo text layer. Let's copy this and place it here. Control Shift V. Now let's drag this one down. And this one will say Flash Building. And make it a little larger. Whatever you want to do to it. And so we're going to animate these now as well. So we're going to convert this to movie clip, convert the symbol, name it whatever you want in the library, blah, 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 if you want. Or you can name it appropriately, my logo text, my intro logo text, whatever you want to name it. I'm just going to name it nonsense. Convert the symbol on this text as well. I'm going to name it nonsense. So I'm not going to be using any of these instance names because we're manually animating them. So here on frame on the welcome text, let's go ahead and drag this one so we can't see it yet. On the welcome text, we want to animate that in using the alpha animation. So let's go to about 80, make a new keyframe here, create classic tween again, and on the first keyframe, we're going to make sure we go to the, where is it? Color effect, alpha. Bring the alpha all the way down. So you see what's going to happen is it's going to alpha in, fade in real nice. Right when that box comes to a close, the words will start fading in. So that set of words will fade in. Let's make it go a little bit longer. And now this set of words can fade in right here. Let's make a keyframe for that. Right about there, 120. Create classic tween. Right here, we'll do the same thing. Bring the alpha down. There we go. So what happens is the box comes to a close. First words fade in, the second words fade in. And then that should be about it. Then we'll go back and make sure we code right here. Let's make a new layer called actions. Or action script 3, whatever you want to name that. Because that's where the code would be. And all the way here on the last keyframe of the animation, let's make a new keyframe by pressing F6 on the actions layer. Go in, let's type in movie clip with a capital M. Movie clip. Open parenthesis, type in parent. Close parenthesis, dot. Go to and play. So that's instructing the parent timeline to go to and play its frame 3. And this is how you modify to go to a parent timeline if you happen to be in an inner timeline. So it'll go to scene 1 and play the main content movie clip of your file. The intro will be over at that point. So, okay, now inside of my intro I have everything that I want. You'll see if I drag it slow across, you can see it brings in lines, makes a box, brings in one set of words, then another set of words. Then I made it flash the word flash building real quick there. And I did that by accessing the glow filter. I put a glow filter. You can go down here and add filters to any of your movie clips. And I gave it a glow filter so it animates from no glow filter to glow filter and then back to no glow filter, so it looks like it kind of flashes. Let me just press play. And there's a track playing along with it that fades out just at the right time. So let's bring this out to maybe 225 or 220. And all the rest of these as well. Press F5, extend all those out. Now we have a nice intro animation that is commanding the parent timeline on its last, very last keyframe. It's commanding the parent timeline to go to and stop. Actually, we have to press play a stop action here, or this thing will keep looping. So we put a stop action. So this movie clip, this animation that we just created knows to not loop, so it'll stop right there, and then we'll say movie clip.parent go to and stop play 3. So you see the parent movie clip. Here's our site content, our file content layer, and this one is a movie clip as well. So what we're going to do to add a little bit more smooth to the file is animate this in with an alpha effect also. Maybe 20 frames out, press F6 here. Create classic tween. And right here on this movie clip, go to the alpha, make it 0. So now after your cool little intro plays, it's going to tell this timeline to go to and play frame 3. And when frame 3 comes into play here, you see what happens? Your main file loads up nice. It comes in with a nice smooth effect. So right here, let's make a keyframe on 20 on the action script 3 layer. Highlight the layer and press F9, open the actions panel. Right here, stop action, because that's where it's going to stop and show us the whole site. And now in part 2 of this lesson, there's only going to be two parts. First part was all about the preloader for the whole site, the intro movie clip, and then leading to the main file in a nice smooth way. And the next part's going to be, we're going to go in here, get rid of this red rectangle, or maybe we'll put a different background in or whatever, but we're going to make our menu and our pages, and our pages each are going to have a different transition, just to show you guys different examples of all the transitions you can use when bringing pages into view in an animated way, because that's what Flash is all about, right? Okay, we'll see you next lesson.